You're listening to CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bugel. Close reading of the controversial Housing Bill 31 has been put on pause after just one session of the Commission de l'Aménagement du Territoire last Tuesday. In a surprise move, Housing Minister Francilène Duranceau suspended sessions in order to rewrite a full two-thirds of the bill. No one knows what those revisions will be, though we could see sessions resume as early as this week. All three opposition parties slammed Minister Duranceau for disorganization. Here's Quebec Solidaire MNA Alexandre Leduc speaking before reporters last Thursday.
On a appris que le projet de loi 31 sur le logement avait arrêté ses travaux.
He says, we learned that Bill 31 had stopped its work. We barely had an afternoon of work Tuesday on this bill, which we've been calling for years. It was tabled very late, at the last hour of the last session in June. The hearings were late in taking place, and then we had to start working. And then what do we learn? 24 of the 38 articles need to be revised, need to be rewritten. This isn't just playing politics. What's happening at committee is unusual, according to Cédric Dussault. He's with the Regroupement des Comités de Logement, Association des Locataires du Québec, more commonly known as the RICLAC.
Well, what is happening right now is quite uncommon. This is the first time I hear of this. First, that they have to suspend right up front at the beginning of the hearings, article by article, that they have to suspend the hearings. I never heard of such a thing. And to have, I think it's 24 articles that will be amended on a total of 38 articles, this is a lot. So I think it's quite uncommon to have a bill modified at this point and at such a scale.
Dussault says it's good to see the government open to feedback. The only problem is that feedback mostly doesn't come from tenants.
Of course, a bill is always open to amendment, and it's a good thing that there is flexibility, that the government is open to suggestion and critiques. But there's something that is a little bit concerning here, but because from what we're hearing, from what we're seeing, from the lack of openness of the Minister of Housing to what we have to say, it's a little bit concerning because we fear that maybe it's going to be even worse, and maybe she is more open to the arguments, to some other arguments from the Landlords Association.
Bill 31 is most known for its provision, allowing landlords to refuse a lease transfer without cause. Supporters of the bill say they want to prevent the growth of a secondary market, where leases can be bought and sold. But Dussault says this simply doesn't reflect what the RICLAC is seeing on the ground.
The commercialization of lease transfer, this is not a practice that we're aware of. We do not say that it does not exist, but it's not something that we hear of, so we think this is not something that is very common.
Instead, he says, they're seeing a rise in illegal practices from landlords trying to take advantage of Quebec's hot rental market.
What we hear is that when people want to transfer their lease, their landlords will ask in exchange to accept the tenant. They will ask for a sum of money. The problem is not that there is some very common wrongful practice on the part of tenants. The problem is the wrongful practices by landlords are commonplace right now.
This language is also something Dussault takes issue with, since it's accompanied by measures he says hurt tenants more than landlords.
Basically, what is happening right now is when there is a change of tenants in an apartment, the landlords have no obstacle fixing the price to the amount they want. And the last tiny obstacle they had was lease transfer.
But it's not all bad news. Ottawa and Quebec recently announced they're investing $900 million each in affordable housing in the province. Last week at the National Assembly, Quebec Solidaire MNA Manon Massé passed a motion committing those funds for social, non-market housing.
Pour nous, l'important, c'est de s'assurer que ce 1,8 milliard-là serve le logement social hors marché.
After the CAQ's history of divestment from social housing, Dussault says this is a step in the right direction, but only time will tell whether the CAQ follows through. In the meantime, he and the McClack will keep fighting Bill 31. I'm Jules Bigel. Thanks for listening.